Yesterday, Governor Cuomo announced a ban on fracking in New York State. The decision came after years of scientific study and political wrangling about whether or not the Empire State would participate in an energy production boom that has swept much of the rest of the nation. The delay has allowed for an accumulation of evidence that indicates drilling poses health and environmental risks, and we are joined now by Abram Lustgarten, a reporter for ProPublica, who has been covering this issue extensively for some time. I'm very pleased to welcome him back to our show. Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
What were the main concerns about fracking that the governor raised in his announcement yesterday?
You know, the report that came from the Department of Health pretty much summarized what we'd been talking about for the last couple of years. Not a lot of new information there. I mean, they basically repeat a long list of risks, air pollution, methane leakage that could exacerbate climate change, the risk of water contamination from both methane and from fracking chemicals, and increased truck traffic and so forth in local communities. It basically gave this laundry list of risks without too much conclusive evidence as to, you know, how great those risks are.
Well, it's obvious that he saw this as a political issue because he said, I am not a scientist, I'm not an environmentalist, I'm a lawyer, I went to the experts. So he doesn't want to take personal responsibility for the decision.
Yeah, he absolutely seemed to want to distance himself from this. People I talked to were surprised with this decision. It wasn't what the environmental community was expecting. They either expected no decision or seemed to have a sense that drilling in New York State was inevitable, that eventually it would happen. I think what you hear in the governor's comments, is a little bit of an acknowledgement that that he couldn't win no matter which decision he made.
He did lean on the fact that a New York State Health Department report found that fracking could pose health risks to residents. What are the main concerns raised in that report?
Well, the report went through, basically did an exhaustive analysis of other studies, a literature review of health analysis that have been done in communities across the country. It acknowledged that there's a fairly consistent pattern of complaints, I should say, they're described as anecdotal reports, even the studies, of health impacts ranging from nausea, vomiting, abdominal pains, irregularities in birth, premature birth rates, potential endocrine disruption exposures that could affect, sexual organ development, and things like that. But the report also said that virtually none of those health studies were conclusive, met the highest standards of epidemiological review, and that they essentially wanted more information before they could be confident in making any kind of health judgment. The bottom line was, that the health commissioner felt that there was not enough clarity to go forward, but there was also not enough clarity to say with certainty that fracking posed a definite risk to health.
New York has remained cautious while it's been studying the issue, but other states have charged ahead with fracking, including Pennsylvania, which is just across the border from one of the areas proposed for New York fracking. And this morning on NPR, they did a report in which a resident, a New York farmer, complained that he's lost $1 million as a result of this, while his neighbors just 3 miles away are reaping in lots of money.
Yeah, I didn't hear that report this morning, but it's true that there are that the southern tier of New York is economically depressed, and the prospect of drilling has been dangled in front of them for a long time as a possible way out of that situation. And it's true, I've spent a lot of time reporting just over the Pennsylvania border in northern Pennsylvania. And, it's a mixed bag. They've certainly had their share of environmental problems. In terms of the economic impact, there are landowners there who are making considerable amount of money from the gas drilled on their property. There's also been a number of complaints about those landowners not being paid what they expected to be, or the state not reaping the economic benefits that they that they expected or were promised. But for sure, you know, this decision by Governor Cuomo yesterday takes some of the meatiest parts of New York State, out of the running.
Have there been environmental consequences from Pennsylvania's drilling industry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the moment that the current boom in Marcellus drilling took off, there had been, exactly the kind of environmental problems that, the people were warning about before that drilling began. Extensive reports of water supplies affected by drilling. State investigations finding that methane had leaked from several wells into residential water supplies. That well construction had been insufficient. There have been a number of spills from everything from, from diesel to fracking chemicals across the state. There were periods where Pennsylvania officials had to stop the fracking process or ban the companies that were doing it for several months at a time. The drilling activity really took Pennsylvania by storm. Many thousands of wells have been drilled, but the problems have come right along with it and been fairly consistent since the beginning around 2007.
So Pennsylvania has been forced to adjust its approach to fracking over the years?
It has. The state has, since that time, it's strengthened some of its regulations, for starters, including oversight of well construction and some of the standards for how the gas wells themselves should be cased in cement. That's a technique that can prevent some of the leakage I was just describing, can prevent, for example, methane from getting into water supplies as easily. The state's also been taking another look at some of its economic oversight of the drilling industry. It's got a longstanding law that promises state residents that they would receive 12% of the income for gas drilling on their property, but residents say they're getting nowhere near that. So the state's currently looking at ways that they might require better accounting from the oil and gas industry to ensure that income actually makes it to landowners.
Why do you think these two states, bordering upon each other, have taken such radically different approaches?
Well, it's a really interesting question. I mean, for one, New York likes to say that it has an old and rich history with oil and gas drilling. And while there's been some, it's simply not on the same scale, as Pennsylvania. The first oil well in the country was drilled in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania, over time has been much more comfortable with oil and gas development within its borders. The second major difference is the vulnerability of the New York City watershed. This is a 16,000 square mile region in the Catskills, and while it's not exactly the prime target for Marcellus gas drilling, it would be one of the areas that could potentially be developed, and that really galvanized opposition to drilling from the beginning. So Pennsylvania had a rural contingent that was supportive of drilling that seemed to, outweigh its metropolitan contingent that was a little less vocal on the issue at the time. While in New York, opposition in New York City out of concern for its water supply, and opposition in Albany, out of concern for New York's water supply, really gave some early credence to concerns in the state, and that just slowed everything down to pretty much to a crawl for the last 6 years until yesterday's decision.
I'm talking with Abram Lustgarten, who's a reporter for ProPublica. The Governor Cuomo, also commented in his speech on the passion this issue elicits from people, which is probably a polite way of saying that he's been hounded by protesters on both sides of the issue. How vocal have anti-fracking activists been in the state? Have they been more vocal than in other states?
Well, I don't think more vocal than in other states, but certainly they've been a loud voice and for a long time. And should say that those voices exist in Pennsylvania as well. But going back to 2008, you know, there were protests and marches both in New York City and in Albany. You know, they have really drawn on some of the experience from communities who are fighting fracking and oil and gas development out in western states that have really much more experience and a longer track record than the East. So groups coming out of Colorado and Wyoming and Texas, you know, who have had their own, you know, negative environmental experiences over the years, and activists in New York, including you know some very high profile you know celebrity figures, really drew on those Western resources and were able to increase the volume of their point of view.
There have been reports that earthquakes may have resulted from fracking. But you were talking about concerns about the watershed. Has there been evidence from other states that fracking liquids have affected their watersheds?
There have been, yes. This is a controversial area, so it sort of depends on how the science is defined. But there's consistent research at this point that points to methane. The gas leaking into water supplies. Methane isn't necessarily harmful to drink, but it's a sign of a pathway between, between the well and water supplies. And that research has found that that the methane can leak either through the geology itself or up through the pathway created by the well. When a well bore is stuck into the ground, it basically creates an avenue. And if that well isn't constructed perfectly well, then methane can leak up through the cement. There has been very little study of actual fracking chemicals reaching groundwater, but that's in part because there's not a lot of monitoring of those groundwater resources really anywhere across the country, and very little way to tell whether those chemicals are moving from a drilling site. And there was a notable study that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency had undertaken in Wyoming over the last couple of years in a town called Pavilion, Wyoming. It's an investigation that I followed closely and that, to my knowledge, is the only one of its kind. And after a couple of years of study, the EPA had concluded that chemicals from the fracking process had wound up in the aquifer, in what was technically a drinking water aquifer in that part of Wyoming. That study it met a very strange end. The EPA abandoned its efforts just before publishing a final report amidst a whole lot of criticism and a lot of political pressure, and essentially turned that research back to the state of Wyoming, and it hasn't gone too far since. But their preliminary findings, or their rough draft findings in that case, were that fracking chemicals were present in a drinking water aquifer.
Well, water doesn't stop at a state line, so does the EPA... should it be taking a position on fracking, one way or the other?
Well, the EPA is responsible for administration of the Safe Drinking Water Act, which is among several, is the federal statute that most directly applies. It essentially guarantees, or is meant to guarantee, a safe standard for underground water resources. So it's the EPA that essentially directs how state governments implement regulations to meet the standards of the act. The thing about the Safe Drinking Water Act and fracking is that the drilling process of fracking is exempted from coverage under that act. So that's really hamstrung the EPA in its authority. It's a loophole that was created through legislation years ago and has persisted. There's tensions between, federal environmental oversight and state oversight pretty much at every level. And the fact that there's an exemption for fracking, has really given the state governments, the state oil and gas agencies, a lot of leverage in essentially asking the EPA to keep their nose out of things when they can.
How large are the reserves in the Marcellus Shale in New York State? I mean, is it so rich that the petroleum industry has been spending millions of dollars to get the other different kind of decision?
I think the answer is yes. I mean, but only in certain parts of New York State. I forget what the latest figures are for the amount of gas in the Marcellus geologic formation as a whole, but it's a lot. And those measures have stood up to scrutiny over time, and the federal government had just come out with estimates that it actually increased their estimate for how much gas is in the Marcellus Shale. So that's between West Virginia and Ohio, or West Virginia and Pennsylvania and New York State. The richest deposits, the most productive drilling, has been just in the northern part of Pennsylvania. Not every part of the Marcellus Shale produces as much gas, as some of the gas drilling companies would like to see. So it's reasonable to expect, and I hear from some of the drilling companies that they would expect that those rich deposits in the Marcellus Shale would extend up into New York State's southern tier. The Marcellus formation itself extends way up through New York State, all the way up to Syracuse and eastward into and under, Catskills. People I talk to would expect that the richness of the gas and its accessibility is diminished a little bit the further you get from the southern tier. So that raises all sorts of questions of whether they would be as profitable drilling there, whether they would actually go into those places given the cost of installing a well and the changing costs, price of gas itself. But for sure, in southern tier areas from Elmira and west of there, there's potential to have some really profitable gas wells drilled.
That's despite the fact that petroleum prices have been at historic lows. Hasn't that slowed down new well exploration in other parts of the country?
Yeah, it absolutely has. I mean, there was a big rush early on to drill wells in Pennsylvania, even as gas prices essentially crashed. I mean, when I started reporting on this story in 2007, 2008, gas prices were upwards of $12, $13 for the unit that they measure, 1,000 cubic feet. They crashed to somewhere in the $2 range since then, and now they're up a couple dollars from that. What I hear is that at the level they are now, drilling in the Marcellus Shale, drilling large volume horizontal wells that can tap a pretty significant area from one well, is barely profitable. It does make sense at the current price, but it's not exactly a huge windfall.
The head of the Republican Party in New York State said, things will change when a Republican is governor. Can a new governor just simply reverse this policy decision made by Governor Cuomo, which I think was initially instituted by Governor David Patterson?
I'm not 100% clear on that, but I think that the answer is yes. I mean, this essentially amounts to a decision by the state Department of Environmental Conservation not to permit wells using this specific process, which they defined as high-volume hydraulic fracturing, essentially until there's more research, more definitive health evidence or environmental evidence for the Department of Health to conclude that it could proceed safely. So I think that the door is open for some change in the future, and that would be a policy and a regulatory shift done by the state agency. It's not a legislative shift, of any kind. It's worth pointing out the specificity of what they're looking at, this quote-unquote high-volume hydraulic fracturing. It doesn't mean that fracking can't happen in New York State in a vertical well, and in fact it does, and there are vertical wells. They're just not, not as economical for gas companies to drill at the moment. And it also doesn't address the life cycle impacts of natural gas drilling. It's really just about one part of this process when, in fact, a lot of the risks that we're talking about and a lot of the risks in the Department of Health study, pertain to all aspects of drilling, this industrial process.
A number of communities in New York State had already passed bans on fracking. Would that have complicated drilling if the governor had come to a different decision yesterday?
Absolutely. The State Environment Commissioner, Joe Martens, said yesterday, I read, something like 62% of townships in the state had already banned, in Marcellus Shale area, had already banned fracking in their local communities. And those decisions have been upheld by the state appeals court, after a lengthy court case around, a ban in Dryden, New York. So as the Environment Commissioner said yesterday, the economic potential in New York State had already been, really seriously compromised, just in terms of the number of communities that could potentially go forward. So the potential drilling area was substantially reduced, even if the state had allowed fracking to go forward.
Abram Lustgarten is a reporter for ProPublica. He's been covering the fracking issue extensively for some time for ProPublica. And Abram, thank you so much for being on our show again.
Thank you for having me.